Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio here on
TravelHomeVideo.com.
You already know that because you're on it. This is kind of a conspiracy theory show. One believer, one skeptic, one guest. Today, joining us aboard the SS RLSF, this is a spaceship, by the way, is first of all, our good friend, I got to read this, I'm sorry, executive producer and supervising director of Muppet Babies.
Yay!
And do your Kermit.
Oh, I do Kermit the Frog on the show, too.
Yeah, all right. And this is a scoop. We've got a exclusive scoop. Director of the upcoming animated movie, Night at the Museum. It's Matt Danner.
Hey!
What's going on, man?
Glad to be here so among people.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I've directed a feature film.
Nice.
But it was live action. How do you direct an ad? Like, I can't even wrap my head around how you would do that. What do you do? How do you do it?
A lot of storyboards. A lot of storyboards.
So just changing angles and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's more for figuring out the story, you know, like you kind of board it out and then you time it out and you see how it feels, and then you have more opportunity to make changes because if you're doing a TV show, you're on a pretty quick turnaround.
Right.
Whereas with a movie, you get a little more time to kind of finesse and make sure that, you know, if a joke isn't landing right, you try some others and
is there a script or is it board driven?
There's a script.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few scripts. Like we'll do an initial script and then we'll do a board. We'll try stuff out and then we'll do rewrites based on that storyboard.
Yeah.
Then do a new storyboard and then sometimes punch
ups.
You
do a punch up room.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding?
Me in,
sure. Man. Absolutely. Yeah.
I need money.
Okay. Boy, no pressure.
Well, congratulations. It's
Thank you.
Amazing. Is Ben Stiller doing it?
No, we talked to him, Sean Levy, who, you know, created the whole franchise, he's involved as a producer, and he's been fabulous, and his whole team over it.
Sean Levy created the franchise?
Yeah, I mean,
Is that Eugene Levy's kid?
No. He just directed Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds, and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's done a lot of movies.
Yeah, well, that Free Guy actually... I wrote that first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
There are no new ideas. That's what it is, right?
Mine was called Invisible Wall, and it was about an NPC who comes to life in like a Skyrim sort of world.
Oh, wow.
And but he finds this invisible wall. You know how in video games there's invisible walls that you can't...
Yeah.
So he like breaks into that, and like it was going to be, you know, it was going to be really great.
Yeah. But then they got swooped out from under you.
Well, this was years ago. Some producer rewrote my script, and he like stole a bunch of Simpsons jokes, and I was like, fuck you. And
I'm sorry.
I fucking walked, dude.
You just threw your hat
down. But it was a series for like Disney or something.
All right.
Like, remember Maker?
Maker Studios, yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Disney bought Maker?
Yeah, I was working at Interactive at the time. On a sort of a beta of Disney Plus.
Yeah, so it was one of those. It was one of those. So,
crazy.
Yeah, well, but congrats to all your successes.
Yeah, thanks.
Boy,
maybe I shouldn't have said anything. But no, it's great. It's been fabulous. You know, it's through 20th Century who used to be Fox, you know, and they do like Bob's Burgers and Simpsons and all that. And then but it's the feature division. And they're fabulous. They're great to work with, and we will hopefully have a movie out sometime later this year.
All right. So. how about this? Hi, I'm Harry Truman. Wait, which Truman was Williams? Robin Williams?
No, he was Roosevelt.
Oh, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Oh, hello. I'm on my horse.
Yeah.
So, you know, just put that on your back.
You got it. No.
When casting comes
around. It's like I could just see it. It's like glasses and the mustache just formed.
Close your eyes.
It was beautiful.
And imagine an easily drawn background.
Yeah. So we do something here called the WOW scale. It stands for Waiter Willie.
Yeah.
It's five.
WOW scale.
It's a five question quiz. At the end, I'll grade you. Don't worry about your score. But if you're more of a five, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a zero, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to be Wade on the WOW scale?
Yes. I think I might have done this before, but I think since the world went to hell, I think my I think my score might have changed a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't. I never remember anybody's score. So
yeah, me neither. I don't really remember it either.
I write them down in this, but okay, yeah. I never look again. Yeah.
Whoa. All right. First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yeah. Yes to all three of those.
All right. Follow up. What does an alien look like?
Oh, who knows? You know, I feel like we've been kind of led to believe they look like the kind of the gray aliens with the big heads and
like
the eyes.
Humanoid,
but I kind of feel like if you follow like Carl Sagan or anything, like aliens probably wouldn't look humanoid at all. So I kind of feel like they're more along the lines of whatever. What was that movie with? You know, with the
Arrival.
Yeah,
those squid.
The squid guys. Yeah, like something like that. I feel like
that was a cool abstract.
It was neat. Yeah, good storytelling too. Very, very cyclical. That was the whole point, is that it was cyclical.
How did you get my number?
Yeah. You told me 10 years from now.
It was cool. It's just a real eye roll also.
Wait, they do that? I thought that was the Matthew McConaughey one, where he pushes the book off the shelf.
That was Interstellar.
Where the fractal of the universe allowed him to communicate through the gravity waves.
Yeah. He like entered the fourth dimension.
But
so what is this time travel thing with Arrival? I don't remember that.
It kind of happened over montage.
Right.
Where you kind of learn that like they communicate with time cyclically and they say that. And so eventually she...
Oh, I do remember. Okay. Yeah.
The aliens experienced all time all at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas we see it as a sequence of events.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Next question. What are your thoughts on ghosts?
What?
Ghosts.
Well, again, I think that a version of ghosts exist, but I don't think it's ghosts that have like conscious souls or anything. If anything, they're just sort of like echoes of the past.
Like residual energy that just...
Yeah, kind of... like a recording. Like, you know, something always happened in the house the same way over and over again, and maybe you catch a glimpse of
that. Yeah, my ghost is just me playing video games.
Yeah, yeah.
But like looking really sharp when there's a noise.
Yeah.
Bigfoot?
I don't know. I would have loved to have said yes, but I don't think so. Unfortunately.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Bigfoot. I know there's a big standing.
Yeah.
You know what? But again, if you had asked me like 2 or 3 years ago, I probably would have said yes. But now I don't know. It just doesn't feel like he makes sense, you know.
Get some drones out there.
Yeah. Like what's the point, you know? Like,
but I guess they're pretty loud though.
Yeah, I know.
It's like anybody would hide
and
from
then
that.
Then they disappear. I mean, that's the thing. Like, are they advanced? Are they not? It's like, I don't know. There's too many questions. Too many questions.
Yeah. All right. Psychics.
I don't think so anymore. I honestly, again, I would have said yes, but like, I feel like there's having done, you know, mentalism and magic, it's very easy to read people.
You do magic?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, a little bit, you know, but nothing crazy.
Can you do a magic trick?
Yeah, I can like in my thumb and go weep. No, I don't have any. I don't have my props on me, unfortunately. You know, I do the big prop stuff with boxes and feathers and doves and stuff. But I don't think so. I think that it's a very, I think people are very intuitive and sometimes they just have a knack for it.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely a skill. Having seen how mentalism works, I have to say no on the psychics, unfortunately.
All right, last question. Are you superstitious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Let me go over this. You are, I mean, you're like a 3. We'll put you right in the middle.
All right. I'll take it.
You happy?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Perfect balance.
Yeah. So I feel good. I feel close to both of you now.
We're going
to
have a great discussion. Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Klaus Dohna of Vienna, Austria, one of the world's leading experts on out-of-place artifacts that mainstream academia rejects. He has a traveling exhibit pointing out things that are pretty crazy. Let's get into all the things that he is into tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
I have no idea what
I know.
We're
I kind of lost my
train. I don't know which camera to look at either. It's this one, right? This is
Where do we do our gym ticks?
Yeah.
I forgot to say, Patreon.com/RealLifeSciFi. We got 2 bonus episodes a week. So, you know,
I'll do a quick overview of what he's into. Some of the things that he has. He is a guy who talks about. Now he doesn't have these in his possession. He's kind of like trying to show people some of the things that he thinks are part of an ancient history that is not accepted by including elongated skulls, giants. He showed some statues they found in South America, I believe, that look like great aliens, underground, labyrinths and tunnels and stuff under pyramids and whatnot. And so he's just kind of a guy trying to I forget what he works for, but he kind of has some funding and he goes around the world and tries to find support for an alternate history that is not accepted.
Yeah. He's an academic, you know. I think he came from the art world.
Though. Oh,
yeah,
you know about this guy.
I'm a little familiar with him. Yeah. Believe it or not, like you actually have more information than I've ever heard of the guy ever. But I've seen his videos on YouTube before, yeah. And Is he
alive? He's alive now?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like in his
he's getting up there,
I don't know, 70s or 80s or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he hot?
One might agree with the answer. Yes,
he's got a pretty sexy accent.
Oh, where's he from?
He's from Austria.
Yeah, so he's got he kind of talks like
he's like a kind of a soft Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
It is a mystery who built the Great Pyramid.
Yeah, that's
what the methods of construction were of the Sphinx. I love Austrian German. Here are some of the statements that he says are accepted by mainstream academia that he disagrees with. There is no mystery of who built the Great Pyramid or what the methods of construction were of the Sphinx. And that the Sphinx shows no signs of water damage. He disagrees with that. I do too. One statement out there is, there were no humans in the Americas before 20,000 BC. He feels like he has proof for that. The first civilization dates back no further than 6,000 BC. Again, these are statements that regular academia agrees with. There are no documented anomalous, unexplained, enigmatic data to take into account. Everything we see is what we get. Mm-hmm. And then... lastly, there are no lost or unaccounted for civilizations. So he, from all the stuff that information that he's gathering, is trying to turn these statements on their head.
Right. Yeah. It's like it's the out of place artifact or turvy artifact where it's like there's a kind of
this called oop parts out of
oop-arts,
place.
Yeah. Art. Oop art.
Artifacts.
Yeah. But wait, I feel like this is something you might be into because it's all based on actual artifacts that they found that just don't fit the narrative of human history.
This bowl doesn't belong to the Incas.
Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, so like, I mean, like one of the biggest things in the conspiracy realm that is like people don't know if it's a story or not is supposedly there were some documents that were declassified that showed that the Smithsonian in the early 1900s were like hiding evidence of giants because it didn't fit any of their
narrative.
Their history.
Yeah.
The narrative. This is early 1900s. This is around before and around World War I.
Yeah. Even though there's stories about giants in every... like, you know, like ancient text, you know, and then they found bones and stuff, didn't they? And like,
well, that's the thing.
Giant like chairs and art that depicts larger people. And
if you find giant bones, my perspective is, and I'm skewed by the conspiracy world, but if you find giant bones somewhere as an academia, you can't, it's hard to just put this out there because you don't want to be the one that says giants are real. You know, it's all myth. It's like, well, there are giants
today that, you know, where it's just like random diseases or
yeah, it's
you
like know, the gland, the pituitary yeah, gland. Yeah.
So like, you don't want to come out and be like, yes, there was a race of giants when there's like only a few. So
yeah,
those, when they find those things, they kind of put them aside until they find more evidence or something else to tell about.
Right.
And well, I mean, that makes sense to me, but I so it's not like they're, to me, it's not like they're hiding it. It's just like, you don't want to be the person trying to, that's going to be responsible for people saying, look, he found giants. Yeah. They're real.
Well, that's, and, but I think it's also having to take the leap of going against what everyone's already agreed upon in the science world. Like if you look at, like string theory, for instance, if you talk to somebody like 20 years ago about it, they were kind of looked at as a joke, you know, but yeah. Now it's actually very accepted in the science community. And not that I know anything about science.
20 years ago, they would laugh out loud.
Right. Yeah. But nowadays they're like, no, actually there might be some validity to this because they're exploring it more and they're trying to, you know, retest things. But the difference between that and this is that this is history, you know, and this is something where it's like people have painstakingly created a timeline and then suddenly they find like a wristwatch in like, you know, in ancient stone.
That's
it. And they're like, well, wait a minute, you know, and that one, I don't know if that one's real, but like, what,
this is a real thing. Someone found a wristwatch.
Yeah, like a wristwatch, like in stone, and it's like an 80s looking wristwatch, like, you know, and stuff like that, like hammers, tools, like people are finding stuff way lower than it should exist.
And the watch is particularly weird because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, see, time travel's real. But how did it get in that stone?
It's, well, it was an intern fucked up. Right?
Totally could
isn't
happen.
This guy the easiest explanation is the...
Oh, he dropped his watch and then they found it. It's like, wait a minute, I have to go back and look.
Yeah. Don't publish this one.
Yeah. But
wait, so there's pictures of it?
Yeah.
And it's like a Timex?
It's sort of like a yeah, it looks like
I think that the brand is something that doesn't exist, so it's kind of weird.
It has a brand, like they could read the brand.
There's like numbers on it and everything, and yeah, very strange. But like, so here's the thing though. So this is where, you know, again, I dare say this starts getting into the ancient aliens sort of genre.
Yeah.
But that's what I dug about hearing Klaus talk. Is that he doesn't ever speculate like that. All he does is go, look, here's what we found. There's no way that human beings could have understood this by the time that this was discovered, like within the strata or whatever.
It is really cool to have him not speculate because that's the biggest problem with all of a sudden.
Well, you got the hair guy, right? The aliens and, you know.
But he's saying people have been around for longer. That's his thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
in the Americas specifically, that was
advanced.
Because the official story right now is people didn't come to America until the land bridge happened, and so like that paints a specific time when they traveled over here, and like he's found evidence of people here before then.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like what happens when they say that they all came over in land bridge, and you find people. It's like, well, we can't talk about that because we don't have enough evidence to talk about it, anyways.
Right.
But it changes the narrative of what everybody accepts. Yeah. So no one's going to just jump on board.
Yeah. These scientists are a little precious, man. I mean, like, it wouldn't change my life at all if they're like, oh, we fucked up. Yeah, people are older. I'd be like, right. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And what's funny, like, when you see people are out there trying to negate anybody that's off the beaten path anyways. And so, like, I read a lot of articles of people knocking him. I was like, he has no proof. He just says that he found this thing. And it's like, well, in a lecture, you're not going to spend the time to be like, this is where we got the picture. And this is the side. Like it would be 3 hours long instead of one.
Yeah.
But
I feel like he does a certain amount of at least authenticity, you know, verification, right?
Yeah, Do you know about this guy? Previously, or Willie told you we're going to talk about this?
No, no. I'm just familiar. Like I knew about this guy previously.
That's great. Why?
Yeah. I don't know. Because, you know, you just sometimes watch stuff on YouTube and you kind of go down rabbit holes.
Conspiracy theories and stuff in general?
Well, I'll tell you. I used to be.
Yeah.
Until now, because conspiracy theories aren't funny anymore.
Well, now they're political.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, it used to be fun, you know, believing like, oh, you know, reading something like, oh, you know, reptile people and stuff. And now I'm sort of like, oh, God, reptile people.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be funny to me, and now it's not funny. But at least this stuff feels like it's there's at least one foot in some sort of historical science, you know, like, you know, Carl Sagan, you know, he did this whole thing on how humans can affect evolution just by existing, like those samurai crabs, you know, in Japan, that like evolved to have like basically almost faces on their shells, because those are the ones that always got thrown back because they thought that, oh, they held the soul of a fallen soldier.
Bad luck to kill it.
So they throw it back. And then over the course of like 200 years, suddenly these things are coming out of the water. They look like kabuki masks. I mean, they look crazy good, you know? And so if that can happen in that short amount of time, I feel like, you know, that means things can change really quickly. And that's where the out of place artifacts things at first got my attention, because of how they might make sense, but they don't, because there's something missing, you know, and that's why.
Yeah.
One example he has is in this one museum, they've got these giant axes, axe heads made out of stone. And
where is this at?
I didn't actually write that down.
I believe you. It's in a museum.
Yeah.
It belongs in a museum.
Are you going to use it for your movie?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
But so under the description, it says ceremonial axe.
Right.
And he just starts talking about how, well, you know, if you're going to make one giant ceremonial axe, I get it. But they have hundreds of them. So it makes him go like, man, if you built put the wood on this axe.
How big are we talking?
He says it's 5 times bigger than a regular axe. So, you know, I can't do
like a battle axe, like, because those are pretty big, you know, like a 2-handed axe.
Yeah.
So they're like a 20-handed axe.
And so he's just going like, well,
right,
this can't be a ceremonial axe, because you wouldn't 25. Make hundreds of them.
Yeah, why? Why make hundreds of them?
So he's going like, well, you know, this just leans towards the fact that maybe the people were bigger here. There could be, because they found giant bones all over the world. I don't know how many. I don't know. There's not enough for a lot of people to say, yep, this is what you're saying is true. But no one, everyone's not going to be like, hey, we found these.
Yeah. There's a lot of fake pictures too, though.
There's a lot of fake pictures.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're excavating something and you find something, you don't publish what you found until you've made an assessment of everything there. So it could take 20 to 30 years to be like, okay, this is what we found in here.
Sure.
Because you're going to lay it all out, map it all out.
I bet the giants were stupid. Yeah. Because how else would we eradicate them? They must have been stupid. Let's say the giants existed and they've got these giant axes and stuff, which means they're not friendly. So what? We invented like arrows, and we were like, fuck.
Well, I mean, David and Goliath, right? That's like that's a biblical story. Yeah, about
hit him, and supposedly that might have been a cyclops, and he hit him in the eye with a rock.
And that's what did it, yeah.
Wait, do you believe in cyclopses too?
No.
I don't either.
Okay.
They're elephant skulls, I think.
Have you seen the cyclops skull?
No. Why would it be an elephant?
Well, because the trunk hole looks like a giant eyeball.
Got it.
And it's got
the same way that dragons came about because they found dinosaur bones.
Yeah. Although, but Trek, I mean, dragons sort of, I mean, Komodo dragons exist, but they're just called dragons, but they look like dinosaurs, I guess.
But they're so just the lizards, same thing. Right?
They're huge, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but we're not talking about flying, fire breathing.
No, but dinosaurs flew, right? Oh, not fire. Well, I mean, but
pterodactyls.
But Komodo dragons have acidic spit.
Like, really?
Yeah, they can they have acidic, like their saliva can like break down, you know, material.
Did you see acid. The video of that one that like climbed up the convenience store into the ceiling?
I don't think that was a Komodo dragon.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
I think it's like a monitor or something. It's like the same family maybe, but those things are like 12 feet long or whatever. Like they're gigantic.
I thought they were friendly, but they'll spit at you?
No, they're not.
They're not.
No, they'll kill you. But no, they'll bite you, and then like they basically will poison you.
They don't spit, but when they bite you, it poisons.
It's acidic. Yeah, yeah.
Their teeth has got so much bacteria that it will kill you.
Yeah, it'll just infect you. But you know, those still
what
exist.
How do you spit? Like how does one spit? What is it? Lung function? Why can't dogs spit?
I think it's the shape of your mouth, right?
Is that what it is?
There's a lizard that shoots blood out, right? Yeah.
Well, the king cobra fires it out of his fangs, right?
Yeah. And then there is an animal that actually does shoot acid out.
Yeah. It's a beetle? It's a bug, though. Yeah. It's like a beetle or something. Yeah. Weird beetle.
And it's acid.
Hey, this is science, man. This is real. You should love
this.
What
a fucked up world, man. This sucks.
I know. I'm like, that's why, like, as much as I would like to visit, like, Australia, I'm like, that is island of monsters.
They have, like, the five deadliest creatures on the planet.
You got a spider this big?
Yeah, funnel spider. I've tangled with a funnel spider.
What do you mean?
I went to Australia, and, like, there was one in my friend's backyard, and we had to, like, take care of it.
What'd you do?
I dropped a brick on it.
Yeah, right. Oh man.
Sorry, I feel so
bad.
Fast? But they're aggressive. Yeah. They're black and real oily looking.
Fucking A.
How big? Like a football?
No, like something like that. This one was that big.
Like a
tarantula.
Cantaloupe.
Like a tarantula.
But there's big ones though.
Yeah, they get bigger. This one was like, I don't know. This was in the city, so it was, you know. It wasn't like we're like not the city, the suburbs, but it was inland enough where, you know.
I'm wondering if there's a point, because I don't like spiders, but I'm wondering if there's a point where it would get so big that I would be okay with it. Because I think part of the reason I don't like spiders is because they're small.
Yeah, like it can crawl up your neck. You feel that sensation more than like kicking it out of your way.
You want it to be like kitty size so you can like put it on your lap and pet it.
Yeah.
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 I don't like the idea of something that has better hair than me. Like tarantulas, the hair on them is so thick that like they could have a better goatee than I could ever have.
Yeah, it's like a pelt.
And I'm just like, what do you call that word? Emasculates me? Is that the word?
Demasculates.
Demasculates?
No, I think it's emasculate.
Like, fuck, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, tarantulas,
When I was a kid, I was growing up knowing that a man has hair on his chest and facial hair, and I never had either one of those.
I'm with you. Hey, well, you know, we're mustachioed bros.
Yeah.
This is all I can do.
Me too.
If I try anything else.
I'm keeping it forever.
Yeah, me too. I look like a sick cat if I try anything else. Like, you got a nice beard. Like, I can't do it.
Thank you.
They just come out like weird whiskers, and I look like one of those, you know, those hairless cats.
To me, it looks like dirt.
Yeah, or
coffee grounds.
Every time I've tried to grow anything more than a mustache, people always ask me if I'm feeling okay. If that's any indication of not growing facial hair, they're like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm just growing a goatee.
But you're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah. So I just got this. I got my lip hair and I groom it. It's like, it was this or a bonsai tree. And I figured.
So you do it like me. You trim above the lip. It's very like old school director or French, you know?
Why do you do that?
So that it doesn't get in your mouth.
Mostly for me because
above the lip.
Above the lip, yeah.
Oh.
But if it grows out, it just doesn't look like it's full. It looks like somebody with thin hair like covering up their spot to me on my head. Like you can still see my lip through my mustache. Like just trim that shit.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into the twirling phase, you know. So I just do like the thing where I smile and then you just kind of cut across the smile line. And then you do the thing. It's
all in your teeth.
Yeah, it's like the facial version of putting lipstick on. You have to make every like weird expression you would make and then just trim the outliers, you know. You know, it was this or a bonsai tree. Like I'm saying, I needed a COVID hobby, and I didn't want to kill
chose
a tree.
Mustache?
Yeah, well, I figured it would be easier to kill my face than a poor little bonsai tree. So,
did you get into oils, mustache?
No,
oils?
No. I'm not. I haven't gotten into that. I got a trimmer though. very exciting.
There's
stuff.
Like there's a lot of beard products that are fun.
Yeah. Do you have some?
I do.
Yeah.
I stopped using them during the pandemic because I was like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but you're very kept. Your beard looks very kept.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. No one's calling the cops here.
You don't look like a burglar. You look like a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know that Satanist, is it
Anton LaVey?
Anton LaVey. There was a part of his book, you guys are talking about body hair, and he... You could tell that he was very, very self-conscious about his manliness because
he can't grow the hair here either.
Well, he did a whole thing about how like he doesn't the chest hair isn't manly because gorillas don't have chest hair.
Whoa! I remember hearing about that.
That guy is so self-conscious.
Well, apes don't have armpit hair either, right? They have hair in all the opposite spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is manly to have chest hair.
No, I did research.
Yeah. I don't have any chest hair.
I'm not saying.
I mean, I do,
you're
but
not
again,
a
it's
man
like
if you don't have chest hair. I'm saying whiskers. It's definitively a manly trait. There's no.
Yeah.
So this guy, I mean, I hate how self-conscious he.
Do you have chest hair, Wade?
A little.
Yeah. Again, you got the beard, so I'm jealous of that.
It's
I'd love to be able to.
The only reason I have the beard is because I got a double chin and I'm overweight and it's like
don't
it's
say
defining my face a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. All right.
When I shave my neck, I have to like because yeah. otherwise it's just flabby.
Right. Well, I have no upper lip, which is why this helps. Because I remember I grew it for a joke because I thought, oh, I have a mustache. Won't that be funny? And then everyone was like, yeah, you look good. You look better. And I was like, oh,
fuck.
Okay. Sure. So then it stuck. Even my wife was like, yeah, it looks good. And I was like, okay.
No. When you direct your movie, are you gonna get those big director pants?
And yeah, like beret and stuff. I feel like this.
You should. That would be funny.
I feel like I'm in the Ed Wood phase of my life, look wise. So like, I'll go all in. I'll do ascots.
You've
and,
got
you
the megaphone. And you're telling the one guy who's like drawing.
Yeah.
Get a move on it.
Come
on.
I said action, action, go, go, go. We don't got a permit.
I want to talk about these structures that they found in the Mediterranean.
Is this like Atlanta stuff? Or?
I can't read my notes. Sandaria? I don't know. Anyways, in this area, they found these ancient megalithic structures, and they have described them as defense towers.
Yeah.
And so
these are like in the sea?
No, just scattered all over the countryside. They have – it looks like a tower with a little tiny building attached to it, or room, but they're pretty big. Like I feel like they're probably like 30 to 50 feet tall.
Okay.
Made out of stone. And so they've said that they don't know who built them. They don't know how old they are, but they say, oh, these are defense towers. And so his argument is, this is just a specific thing. This is like, look,
defense for what?
These aren't defense towers because there's hills everywhere and none of them are built on a hill. Right. And there's only one entrance. So if you had fire, you could just smoke out the person in there. Like there's only one way for him to get out.
Sure.
And there are a couple like.
Does he think they're chairs?
Are these giant? Just giant chairs.
Well, there are a couple holes that on the solstices, the sun comes through. And there is like a shape of a bullhead. Illuminated onto the wall. And so, but he's just going like, look, these aren't defense towers and they're astronomically aligned because they, on the solstices, light comes through. And so it's weird too, because if these things were built 6,000 years ago, these wouldn't have aligned with the solstices now because we've moved enough to where alignments from 6,000 years ago wouldn't be aligned anymore.
Yeah. So he's countering his own theory.
No, he's saying that this might have been built so long ago that they're even way older than you can fathom. Like stone, it's hard for stone to like go away.
Right.
And so, you know,
is the theory that it's been so long that it's sort of gone back to what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Like is like cyclically.
They call that the precession of the equinox we're aimed at this north star, and it takes 25,000 years, the Earth's wobble, to get back pointed to the same
spot,
north star.
Okay.
So, you know, and he doesn't speculate that these were from then, but he's like, hey, they line up now. Yeah. And they didn't – and through recorded history, they couldn't have been built to line up now.
Is this Klaus again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? That's what I mean. But he didn't speculate, right? Yeah. He just says it's weird. And that's,
like,
that's
weird,
nice, right?
And here's an extra little thing about it.
Yeah, that's cool. I can buy that. That makes sense.
Yeah, but this is like, this is classic, like, oh, I'm not speculating, but I'm highly, like,
but it's aliens.
Toward speculation. Like, I'm giving you all of the things that you need to speculate yourself.
Right. I don't want to take the credit of getting in trouble.
That's so funny.
But what is his point? Like, what's the deal?
Well, so I mean, I'll go into some more little tidbits here and there. But ultimately, what he is kind of leaning towards is that if there was a – he speculates that he doesn't know if it's a worldwide civilization or if the world was communicating with each other. But a lot of the ancient megalithic sites that could have been built a lot earlier kind of match up with having being connected to the world through either how they build pyramids or same civilization or just the communication. And that so one of the things that he's getting into recently is they have some new scanning technology where you can scan underground. And there are the sun and moon pyramids of Teotihuacan. There are tunnel systems and chambers underneath them. And one of them, like 170 meters down, which is what, like 300, 400, 500 feet? I don't know. There's a room that has four entrances, and there are bones inside of it. And so for what it takes to excavate underground tunnels and pyramids, first off, too much money. Second off, like if you've ever seen any, like the excavation of a pyramid, it really is people, too many people walking with buckets of sand just like for years.
Yeah.
Because they don't have too much equipment out there. And
well, plus they have to be careful because they don't want to destroy. If you take a bulldozer down there, you got to break everything. Yeah.
And so he found through the scanning technology around Easter Island under the water, they found this like 4,000 tall like tower that is made out of metal. And then the surrounding flat ground around it has like a concrete mixture to it. And so what he's getting into now is scanning underground things, and he's trying to get funding to excavate.
Wait, but is that the way the Earth works? That there's just more dirt all
Yeah,
the
that's,
time?
That's like levels, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, and that's why they got to dig down to find stuff.
So like all our skyscrapers are going to just be encased in dirt at some point?
In 6,000 years, let's say, I mean, that's arbitrary, but 6,000 years from now.
Where's
like,
this dirt coming from?
It's space? Just.
Stardust? Yeah, the Earth gains weight every day, doesn't it? From like
I mean,
thousands
I know that I have to dust
and
constantly, which I hate. Yeah. So I just don't do it. But
right. But the wind's changing, the water level's changing. So going back to these towers that they say are defense towers, they found a couple underwater. And so they're like, oh, these match these ones on ground, and this water has been here for way too long. So
did he ever say what he thinks these towers are if they're not defense towers?
Oh, not specifically, but just that they were.
He refuses to theorize.
Well, but he says that they're astronomically aligned, so that the significance of the solstices makes him say, look, this is from a civilization that understood these things. So.
Right.
So they're at least smart and could
well,
build
it's like
things.
The Stonehenge thing, right? Where it's like, what is it? But like some people say it's a calendar or it's a, you know, it's whatever it is. We don't know. But like it has a knowledge base that far exceeds what they would have known at the time.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But
yeah.
Would you have to be smart to go like, oh, look, the light is from here. I'll build a thing.
Is it
based on stars?
Yeah, yeah. They're all like.
Oh, so it's not just the way the sun is shining, it's also like stars?
Yeah.
Well, it's the placement of where the planet is in the universe, you know, in comparison to the sun.
So,
yeah.
So June 21st
so they're
is
just
when
paying
this...
attention to the stars.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're smart. They're just looking up and going like, oh, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
just
yeah.
happen to build one. It yeah. on the day. It's like,
oh,
well,
looks like a crab.
Let's line this up here.
Yeah.
Right. The hole's coming through. It's like, oh, it doesn't line up. Wait till next year.
Do it
Wait
again.
Till next year.
Yeah. Start over. I mean, from what I gather from it, what it basically says is like for instance, you know, there's always some historical thing that pops up that people go, wait a minute, we didn't even consider this. Like, you know, they found that island of hobbits, you know, the hobbit skeletons. Did you hear about this? It was basically like this island, and I forgot where it was, but they were, the island somehow was ended up getting separated from the mainland. And so this, you know, these people evolved really tiny. And then they've recently found, not recently, but like, I don't know, 10 years ago, found their bones and stuff. And it's like, and then the thought of like, well, hey, and this goes to your giant comment, mm-hmm. which is if they had been more part of society, they might have bred into it and then everyone would have averaged out, you know,
right.
Which the same could have happened for giants, you know, like, because if there were giants and they were strong warriors, maybe they would have, you know, ended up becoming heroes of their village and then making families within the village. You never know. It
depends
know.
On the penis size because
sure. Yeah.
You know, maybe it's too big and
maybe, yeah. Then they just all died off, you know?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because they couldn't fuck, dude.
That's what history says. What does Klaus Dohna say about that?
These weirdos
giants
could not mate.
Yeah.
They were very horny,
but isn't
no
the theory
one would fuck them. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Well, if there's one thing I wanted
Sorry,
to talk
that's
about
my
tonight.
Role here.
No, I love it. I'll be thinking about that for months now. But for me, what I take from it is like there is a point where maybe society existed before the society that we've, you know, been diligently recording of recent, and maybe it got lost. And then now we're finding stuff that alludes to that, and whatever that is, that's the question mark. But like, for instance, you know, if the ocean level was much lower, there'd be much more connections between islands, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the Bering Strait or whatever. So, you know, humans could have absolutely come over to, you know, the Americas during the Ice Age, right? And that's all he's saying, is like there's proof that there, you know, people came, or no, he's saying people came even earlier than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like if it makes sense in one way, it makes sense in another way. I don't know. That's just my two cents, but.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, if you're working in the realm of history now, you start with what the accepted history is.
Yeah.
And so like everything that you theorize comes from that framework, and you can't really come up with stuff outside of that, because then no one's going to listen to you.
Is it right? Klaus
Dohna.
Dohna? D-O-N-A?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just like hitting up the Discord to see if they have questions.
And so like one of the things that he found is a Mount Kailas in Tibet. He thinks is actually, it's a mountain, but he thinks it's actually a pyramid.
Hmm.
They've scanned it and they found tunnels and stuff underneath it. And they would like to, you know, do more research into that. And and specifically that alignment of that mountain is, 6,666 kilometers from the North Pole. And from
the devil,
six,
man,
six?
Yeah. Well, that's four sixes, but also
one for
the North Pole is 6,666 kilometers from the Great Pyramid.
Oh, I see. So it's like sort of.
So he's saying like trying to say that like some of these megalithic ancient structures may have been designed where they were built.
Hmm.
So like also so from Mount I don't know if I'm saying it right, Kailas. 6,666 kilometers away from that is Stonehenge. And then from that, the Bermuda Triangle. And then from that, Easter Island.
Well, didn't they find one in the Grand Canyon too? Like a pyramid in the Grand Canyon?
Well, I think that the Grand Canyon area might be ancient pyramids that like have weathered in such a way they just look like mountains, but like.
Oh, interesting. Because they did find like weird like,
well, the peaks,
like caves and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's a story that a lot of people easily don't believe. But yeah, that there's a Smithsonian. The story is there's a Smithsonian guy who was looking around in the Grand Canyon, and he found a bunch of Egyptian artifacts out of place in a tunnel, and that might have been part of that pyramid system. And all the mountains in that area have Egyptian names, which is really strange.
Yeah.
All the peaks.
But they were already named that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean already? Like, who named them?
I don't know. I mean,
that was those are the names passed down through history.
Yeah.
We've adopted.
You ever played a telephone game?
Yeah.
We never would have been able to keep those names.
What's a telephone? You mean a cell phone?
Willie, we've got to do an ad.
Yeah, that's the thing is I didn't
do
get
it. Do we not have the copy?
I don't know. I'm not ready for it. So we'll give you four weeks, not counting this one.
Oh, they get 4 weeks?
It's because it's for the month.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry, bud. We got a Timothy Pizza ad coming up in the next 4 weeks. I didn't prepare properly.
Okay. Sorry to derail the conversation.
No, it's fine. Now I'm interested.
So, okay. Get back to it. What's the next thing?
Well,
I'm bored.
You're like, come on.
Let's see. Well, let me ask you guys something. Like what? So, like, when it comes to a lot of these old megalithic structures, he points out, and I've seen this pointed out before, that the way that they construct them is it's weird to us because it's not brick, brick, brick. Like, even the Great Pyramid, each brick specifically fits in that spot, and it has its own shape, where it's just like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. Except, you know how, like, puzzles have got the same repeated pieces over and over? Every piece is completely unique.
Right.
So all of the major stones of the pyramid, and then of most of the pyramids around the world, whatever technology they use to cut the stones is weird, because not only is it like smooth surface, but weird, not a perfect cube or anything. It only fits right there.
Right.
And so, like, to me, there's a technology loss, whether it be liquefaction or,
yeah, listen, I mean, maybe, but I would, but there's also like people who make art just based on like the shape of the stone, right? And so they'll like find the stone that like kind of fits perfectly. And so it would be super time consuming, but maybe that's what they were doing. They're just like, but oh, see, this one.
To not cut away too much. It's like, well, we got to use the most of the stone. Here's what it's shaped like.
Yeah, but see, I agree with that, except if it weren't for the size of the stone. And for them to get it right the first time, I mean, like,
yeah.
You know, because how do they, I mean, like, if you go by agreed upon history, the way that they transported those stones was like on logs and tons of people pulling them.
And so, and
like,
specifically,
how do you get it that accurate with
specifically
all of that,
from that? That's a good point to bring up, because if they're perfect cubes, you can roll them easily, but they're not.
No, they're odd shapes. They all fit together, but the sheer size of them is just like, because isn't that sort of what always comes up, is like, there's no way for us to do, even nowadays with our technology, what they did back then.
The cranes that we have can't even pick up one block. So like, and that's how we would build it, and so we can't currently build most of those ancient structures.
Yeah,
even Stonehenge, because the top, a lot of those big, they're not called capstones, but a lot of the top pieces are so big that, like.
Yeah, how they get them up? Yeah, how they get, it's like there's two stones. Those are like refrigerator size, right? They're probably bigger than that, right? You get those up, but then how do you get the thing on top?
No, but they go underground too. They're like 20 feet underground. So like, you're just seeing like half of it.
Right. But see, even then, but that's now. So that means that it was even taller before?
Yeah.
So, and I could see like, that like,
it's pretty wild.
Not a more advanced technology, but just a different technology being used that like, it's kind of like how, I don't know, but maybe they didn't explain how the stuff worked, because you assume everybody knew the same technology. But I think most of these things were from a previous time. So like even who they say built the pyramids, I don't think that's accurate. I think that those people inhabited those pyramids. They didn't build them. Hmm. Only from the – he points it out too, but – the weather damage around, like, the Sphinx, is, in order to get that weather damage, it's a lot way older than the civilization they say that built it.
Right.
And, like, they didn't build it with weather damage.
No. And, well, wasn't it also recarved, though? Like, wasn't that sort of one of the theories with that? Like, where originally it was, like, actually a lion, like a full lion.
Yeah.
And, like, many years later when it was, like, kind of rediscovered, like, somebody carved it into a person.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know, but that's a story I've heard, you know. I don't know how accurate it is.
But what does any of this mean, though? Like, that humans were super advanced? I mean, that's what you want to say, right? That humans were super advanced.
Well, but not even that. It's just that we need to be more diligent to look into our history, because, you know, the human brain has been the same for like 200,000 years.
You know, it's like when a 20-year-old like gets a feature movie writer credit, and I'm like, I'm twice his age. I hate him. and so if we discovered that these ancient civilizations were like way better than us, we're gonna be like, fuck, what are we doing?
I don't think they were better. I just think that they knew more than we think they did.
Yeah.
And we've been hobbled by history sort of resetting or
And they you know something that we don't know.
Maybe.
And so I think the benefit to that.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, we're not gonna rediscover that technology. So it's almost like it's jealousy, right? Yeah. It's like, fuck, I wish we knew how to build pyramids.
Well, to me, it's like if we acknowledge that they had a different technology, it might make us try to figure out how it works and think outside the box to just – and I think it could benefit society if we could figure out how they built things, because their shit did last longer. There's structures are all over
the
place.
They're still around. Yeah.
And one other thing that he brings up is that I thought was very interesting was that he thinks that there is a underground tunnel system that connects all of South America, and so that it was actually tunneled out by man, which is like, you know, in the same line of like building megalithic structures, is like you have a technology to dig out.
Yeah, having been to Machu Picchu in Peru, I believe that. Because
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
But I just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
If there were giants, couldn't they just lift these stones and dig real hard?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not actually tech savvy at all.
It's like they could smooth out the rock to fit this thing because they just kind of wipe it. They're just stronger.
Yeah. And they could all push it on and it's like carrying a television. Yeah. Or moving a couch.
You get it wet. It's all concrete.
Yeah. I need four giants.
We came along. You and we were like, God, we can't build those things. Let's kill all of them. And we'll say that we did it.
Right.
Right. There's too many giants. They're going to build everything. We got to get on.
Yeah. Or like, you know, again, because there's all this, you know, speculation around the great flooding. Like, everything could have been flooded. Then when everything receded and then people came up again, they went, you know, I'm going to tell everybody that this was my idea. Yeah. Look what we did, everybody. Like,
yeah,
you know.
And I tend to lean towards the idea that nobody's hiding a history. It's that it hasn't been found yet because a great reset happened, and that's just all lost.
Well, like, you know, you could compare, Babylon to the Library of Alexandria, you know, like that. The Library of Alexandria burned down for some reason, but there's a lot of information in there that's forever lost. The giants probably did it. Yeah. Just like, I hate reading.
Because they're like stupid, right? And they're like, we just want to build pyramids. Yeah. You guys are like,
I like rocks and you like books. We are not the same.
There is a story of a guy in Utah who found these giant mummies in this cave system. He didn't have a camera, and I don't know the time frame of when he did this, but he drew the mummies in the state that they were in. And so the male was like 3 meters, that's like 9 feet tall. And the female was just a little bit shorter, but they were covered in armor, and he had a giant sword, and there were these stone boxes around him, and that there were bronze plates that had language written on them that we don't know. And so Klaus brings up the fact that this language that they found these bronze plates on in Utah, they've found these in other places of the world, and they don't know what the language is. Mm. And, you know, I mean, like, sure, it's – why isn't that not – why haven't they figured it out yet? But I'm like, well, because this weirdo found it and nobody believes him. That, right. Like, they think that he's a weird – you know, like
– What year was this? Why didn't he have a camera?
Oh.
Was it before cameras?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, how long did it take for them to decipher the
Rosetta Stone?
The Zodiac Killer, that whole thing.
Like, did they even do that?
They just figured it out, I thought.
They did?
Yeah, read a thing.
But it took them like 40 years.
It was
a DNA thing recently, right?
No, somebody cracked the code of his, like, you know, thing.
He was a cop?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just remember reading
they
did
it. I bet it was a cop.
And then, maybe, cops.
Sure.
Always deciphering things, solving mysteries.
I meant the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, the Zodiac. Oh, yeah, no, me too. No. No, I don't think so. I think he was just some weirdo.
A cop wouldn't be smart enough to.
But he made up a language. He made up that whole note, and it took 40 years for experts to figure it out. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But who knows what this guy did? This guy could have been making it up, too. You know,
right.
That's my point, is I'm actually on the other side of this going, like, yeah, this guy could have just made it up.
Well, you found them. You drew them. Where are they at?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I got there.
Yeah, it's just there. I don't know.
But there's others, though, you're saying.
Well, the language in the stone tablets or in the bronze plates, he says that they have found that language in other places of the world.
This dude, Klaus.
Oh, same. Oh. So they found the same type of language that's undecipherable in other places of the world that could never have been connected. Oh, okay. See,
I don't know.
And I'm like, well, that's cool. But
that is cool.
Like, if he were trying to show people this, like most would be like, would,
yeah.
That's
take a lot to be.
Well, he's the most down to earth one.
But
like,
this whole
you know.
Thing is depressing. Because if there was like a human race who everyone in the world was together, they all had the same language, they're making pyramids and stuff,
Kumbaya,
just having fun, and they're gone.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt it was
so
that.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
We're doomed.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
No.
Maybe they went to another planet, you know?
Oh, okay.
Well, that's where the ancient alien thing comes
from. Big civilizations disappearing, like, oh, drought. But I'm like, yeah, where'd all the bodies go? That's the thing with a lot of civilizations. They disappeared.
Right.
And, like, I think that, like, hey, there's a chance that they, you know, went to another dimension, however so. Maybe spaceship, maybe channeling the sound vibrational energy. I don't know. You know, like they flipped into, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but that then here's where it gets into ancient alien stuff where you're like, well, maybe the technology, you know, and they just did it in the new Marvel movie, the Eternals. Like that, literally that whole movie is like ancient aliens.
Oh,
the
comic book. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. But I'm not ruining it for you. I promise. But the idea is like, it's about superheroes that show up on Earth, like, before mankind has any...
I heard most of that movie was just them going like, we didn't get involved with Thanos because we didn't care.
Yeah, they have a rule not to... It's like Star Trek where they're not supposed to like...
The Watchers.
Yeah, they're not supposed to get involved. Right. They're only supposed to get involved for the sake of helping humans evolve.
If we fail, it's on us.
But all the conflict that happens is part of their evolution. So they're just curating it.
Word.
That's what it is. But what I'm saying is like that's another ancient alien thing, and a much more, you know, the Hollywoodized version. But that's where you can get there with like the Babylonian stuff where you're like, wow, how did they know this type of math and these? How did they invent all of these things in this short little window? But that's where I have to go. That's where I'm like, like if this is when I become a little bit more of a Wade because I go, I believe that there could have been very advanced. And when I say advanced, I just mean more advanced than caveman civilizations that then potentially got reset.
There could have been society.
Society, yes.
Okay.
That could have been buried, and now we almost had to redo it over and over again until we got it to now, you know.
We've got a question that's on topic from Chris Galliano on our Discord. What do you guys think about the possibility of Hollow Earth being real and early humans continuing life from within, basically creating a much more technologically future society compared to ours? Which could explain, you know, UFOs, whatever they're called now.
I'm so into it in the same way when you watch, this is a bad parallel, but it's a good starting point of Black Panther. You know, if there was a society that went into the Earth, had technology, why would they give it to the idiots on top of the Earth that are like feuding with each other? It's like, well, you know, I think Hollow Earth is a possibility. And I say this a lot because it's like, well, most of the mass of the universe is like unaccounted for. And I'm like, well, maybe planets aren't as rocky as we think, you know, the center might not be rock. And the reason why the math doesn't add up is because we're actually wrong about something simple. But also in the same vein, maybe the Hollow Earth is you have this gravitational energy and it's actually a different dimension inside this place that you only get to because that energy is so strong. So like I'm into the idea that these two things, these two different Hollow Earth ideas might be possible, but I don't just go like, I do lean towards the possibility of them.
I'll meet you halfway. I believe that the Earth is what the what scientists say it is, where it's a hot core and magma and a, you know, all that. But based on how excavation works, I do believe that there could be hollow pockets way deep under the earth that are ancient, that maybe something could have survived, and that's just their universe, you know. And maybe they are aware of what's happening on top, but aren't but don't dabble in it, because they're just like, we're safe down here, we got our whole little, we got our Starbucks.
These guys fucked us,
yeah,
2,000 years ago,
yeah, 20, we got a Walmart years. We got a Starbucks, we got everything we need down in the hollow earth, and a dinosaur that I ride to work every
you're
day.
Like, you don't talk to your neighbors, right?
I don't know.
I mean, we're probably evolved from the idiots who who like just stayed on the surface, yeah. And the smart people were like, no, we're going down, and then it got politicized and people were like, oh no, that's fake, like we're not gonna, there's no flood and stuff like that, and so we're just we're derived from like these morons, and that's why we can't figure out this stuff.
Okay, well, that's bleak.
Well,
when you put it like
topic,
that,
I feel like is a very bleak. If you're really looking at it, like, oh, we suck. Like, if any of this is true, it means we suck.
Okay, what about this? What about, what if the Hollow Earth wasn't? How about, here's another version? Because I feel like if the Hollow Earth existed the way I explained it, they'd be like weird bat people or something. Mm-hmm. What if it's like? What if there's actually like deep into the ocean, there's like intelligent squids or something that are like basically a society, and they know, like, we go up, bad things happen. We're gonna stay down here. We're gonna filter out the microplastics and have our little Atlantis down here. Because squids are pretty smart, and they keep finding those giant ones. We keep discovering, like, we've studied 1% of the ocean floor or something like that.
Right, yeah.
So, like, you know, I mean, but then, like, at least it's not we're the dumb ones, you know, like,
okay,
we're just a different creature that's sort of
dumber
on its
than
own
they
track.
Are.
Yeah, yeah, we're dumber than
maybe
they
we'll
are.
Figure
well,
it out.
We don't know. I mean, you know. I mean, Aquaman, you know, could be the Tarzan of the sea for all we know. And, you know, he's raised by ape squid.
Yes.
You know, so maybe they're just like, you know, early ape man creatures. I don't know.
All right.
I'm just making stuff up now.
No, it's fine. We got a minute left. Do you Muppet Babies? What do you want to plug?
Oh, no. Muppet Babies is still airing. We have a big surprise coming for everyone who's a Muppet fan.
Oh, whoa.
I can't say what it is,
Kermit,
but it's coming very soon. Yeah. Well, you just ruined it.
Oh,
I told you not to say it. But no, if you are a Muppet fan, this one is for you.
Nice.
And so that's coming down the pipe very soon. And then Night at the Museum should be it's coming out in the near future. We don't have a release date yet,
like,
but it's
4 or 5 years, right?
No. I think within this year.
We're looking
soon, yeah. So it's coming along.
Oh, shit. Okay, really quick.
Really Bad Movies, TikTok, Instagram.
All right, Beer Buddy. Remember everything. No, fuck. Ah, shit, I blew it. Oh, wait. There's more time. What is it? Oh, Just Because You're Paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Real Life Sci-Fi, Patreon, Discord.
Sorry, Tim, the pizza. I'll get you.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills. And the kills. And the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.